Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today's St. Patrick's Day breakfast in South Boston will be dedicated to former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. Menino is undergoing chemotherapy after an advanced form of cancer was discovered in his liver and lymph nodes last month. Joining us now, WBUR's David Scharfenberg, who is in South Boston for the breakfast. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sarah.
So the news about Menino's cancer broke last night and certainly will have a major effect on today's political breakfast. What are we hearing about that?
Well, Tom Menino said this morning that he will not be attending the breakfast. He says he is feeling well, but he will not be here today. Nonetheless, the news will certainly hang over the event here. Mayor Marty Walsh has already issued a statement saying, quote, "I've never known Tom Menino to back down from a fight, and I don't expect him to start now. Mayor Menino has always been here for the people of Boston, and we're behind him today 100%. State Senator Linda Dracena-Forey, who's hosting the event today, says that they will dedicate it to Mayor Menino. Forey, who is married to an Irish-American, has said in the recent past that one thing she has learned from the Irish is their ability to inject humor into even difficult situations. So, Sharon, that'll certainly be a test of her ability to do that today.
Right. Well, now, as the first Black woman in charge of this 70-year-old event, she's already making history. Traditionally, the event's been hosted by a white Irish-American man who represents the first Suffolk district. What do you expect might be different this year with Dracena-Forey in charge?
Well, she says she will respect the basic tradition of the event. We can expect to hear some of the key elements here, you know, humor, references to Irish and Irish-American culture. But she does say that she wants to put her own stamp on the event. She's already redesigned the stage and the musical acts. She's bringing in iconic Boston band, the Dropkick Murphys, to perform. And as I mentioned before, she is married to an Irish-American, Bill Forey, who's the editor of the Dorchester Reporter. She's quite familiar with Irish culture. She's been to Ireland several times herself. So this is not an entirely foreign experience for her.
Are there any lingering hard feelings about the shift and having Dracena-Forey take over the mic today?
So as you suggested, Linda Dracena-Forey holds the seat of the state senator who traditionally oversees this breakfast. There was a flap several months back when South Boston City Councilor Bill Linehan refused to relinquish the microphone. He'd emceed it last year, suggesting that a South Boston politician should be hosting this event. But the political establishment really rallied behind Forey. There don't seem to be many hard feelings left at this point. She's recorded skits with several South Boston luminaries for this event, including Congressman Stephen Lynch, and she's even taken some Irish step dancing classes.
Now, the annual St. Patrick's Day parade in South Boston follows at 1 o'clock today, and even at this hour, the controversy apparently continues over who's going to march?
That's right. There's been a decades-long fight here over including gays and lesbians in the parade. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that parade organizers have the right to exclude, of course, but still some pressure to include them. This year, Mayor Marty Walsh put a lot of political stock in trying to broker an agreement between parade organizers and gay and lesbian rights advocates. Thus far, no dice, but he told WBUR as late as last night that he was still hoping to negotiate a resolution. So we'll all be watching up until the parade starts this afternoon.
Well, WBUR's David Scharfenberg, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
This is 90.9 WBUR.